Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you go to a restaurant and you have a look at the menu, but when the server comes to take your order, you ask for something that's not there at all. Is it okay to do that? Is it okay for the restaurant to stick the menu under your nose again and tell you to pick from that? Restaurateur, Galway restaurateur JP McMahon has some experience of this. JP, good afternoon.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I would imagine it's probably in your restaurants, it's different if it's an ear. It's probably more doable in one of the other places.
Oh, 100%. I mean, if someone is in, I don't know, Cava, and they say, can I get the sauce on the side, or could I get the sauce from the chicken with the beef? I mean, that they're kind of very easy things to do. I think it's a little bit, the more complicated the restaurant, or usually the more fine dining, the more difficult it gets. And like, if we have a tasting menu and people, we usually check with everyone before they come in. Like we have a form you fill out and then we ring them to see if people are allergic to something. And so even though we only have one menu, some nights we might have 9 different variations of it. And if you have people coming in off the fly and say, do you know what? I don't want that. And I want this. And I do want that. And like, it ends up kind of almost the kitchen would, it brings the kitchen to a standstill, because it is a kind of a thing with moving parts. So I understand it from the restaurant's point of view, but also from the customer's point of view. Sometimes I think restaurants are, you know, they forget about they're in the hospitality business and they go, no, you can't. It's like, but it's, sometimes it's a very simple thing to say, no, could I just get the chicken sauce with the beef? And they go, it won't work. You're not getting it. And I would be of the opinion now, I'm in the business nearly 30 years of just saying you can have whatever you want. It mightn't work, but you can have it.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I suppose it depends what it is, but if the chef gets a bit too precious about the food, then, you know, it's taking the fun out of it for everyone.
Yeah, I think so as well. I mean, and sometimes it really depends on the, I always think if the owner is works on the floor, generally the restaurant is a lot more flexible. If the owner's in the kitchen, sometimes the chef is like, this is my dish, it's not changing. Whereas the owner will come in and go, they want that without the mussels. And he's like, I'm not serving without the mussels. And they're going, well, I'm the owner, so just do what I tell you to do. So, you know, there are some comic times when we had Cava first, and my brother was on the floor and I was in the kitchen, and he would say, that's just what they want. And I was, of course, in my late 20s, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that. And he's like, you are doing it. And I was like, I'm not doing it. And it would go on like that. Until one of us broke down, whereas now I'm just older and probably more tired, and I just go, yeah, there's a vegan or vegetarian, yeah, whatever. You want the steak without the steak, no problem. but it does, you know, sometimes it does get messy if someone says, could I get the starter as a main, but can I get the bit on the chicken, the cauliflower, could I add that to it? And it depends really on the sections and where it is in the restaurant, or in how the kitchen is set up. Because sometimes it does cause an absolute mess in the kitchen and a bit of drama. And I suppose you try and get everything set up to make your evening as simple as possible. But unfortunately, as we found in an ear in particular, I mean, not that I have anything against people who have allergies, but the ones with the made-up allergies are the ones that give themselves allergies. Like, I think sometimes are just, like, if someone has a lamb allergy, which I don't know if that exists, maybe some of your listeners can tell me, I say, I don't know if that's true or not, but you kind of just have to pretend. I mean, the nuts and the shellfish we all know about. But as I was saying to your researcher, sometimes we generally ring people who say they're allergic to dairy now, because I found about 95% of them are not. And they say, oh, I meant I didn't want a lot of butter, or I meant I didn't want a lot of cream. I actually do want cream. And you're like, well, we prepared the menu with no cream. He goes, oh, no, I like cream. And you're like, oh, you said you're allergic to butter. And this goes on and on. And so now we just ring people. And sometimes they definitely are. And other times they're like, ah, no, I love cream. And you're like, oh, but you wrote down you're allergic to dairy. Ah, no, I meant I don't like fatty cream. And sometimes the adjectives that people make up, like I just are kind of gas. It's light relief until someone comes in the middle of service and then they say, this person is wants this or that, and then the whole thing hits the fan, you know.
Yeah, but do people ever come in and say and ask for something that isn't on the menu at all?
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes people would come into an ear and they didn't realize it's tasting menu, and they'd say, oh, no, I just want a la carte. And you're like, we don't do a la carte. And they said, but surely you've got food in there. You can just prepare it for me. And we're like, oh, no, this is the way it is. And they're like, do you want my money or not? And you're not saying I don't want your money, but we can't do a steak if we haven't got steak in the building. Mm. But sometimes we do. Generally, it's not so much in Cava. I mean, occasionally would have took when the Irish weren't used to tapas, which when we first opened, we had a tapas steak on the menu. And we'd have people come in who wanted a main course steak. And we would say, but we have a tapa. And they go, I don't want a small one. I want a big one. And I say, you could order two of them. And they go, I'm not ordering any. I want the big one or I'm leaving. And people would leave because they didn't want small portions. And I think we're a little bit more refined now, 17 years later. But it was kind of a little bit funny at the beginning when people would come in and they'd want their dinner. I mean, particularly like my parents, they'd come in and they want their starter and the main course, their own food. I want my plate of food. I'm not sharing with anyone. What would happen is they would have to share and then they'd have to be talked to the person beside them. So that didn't work either.
Right, yeah. So what I'm getting from that is don't go to an ear and ask for a bowl of chips. JP, thanks a million. That's JP McMahon there, the chef and restaurateur in Galway.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.